This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Callum McSwiggan on FUBAR Radio.
You take a drug, I take a sip. I want your legendary kiss. You know I got designer taste, and your design's too good to waste. When the breeze comes out at night, yeah, it always wants a bite. And I try to resist, but then the devil always wins, yeah. Sometimes the best things kinda hurt, cause this is real, it's unrehearsed. My final touch, your fatal curse, yeah.
Hello and welcome back to the Callum McSwiggan Show, and happy Halloween to all our lovely, lovely listeners. We have a very exciting Halloween show for you guys today. And as you lovely listeners know, we only play music from LGBT plus artists on this show. And finding Halloween music from queer artists was quite tricky, but we've managed to line up a few good tracks. I am joined here in the studio by the incredible guys from Sync the Pink. I am joined by the incredible Mahatma Candy and the beautiful Ginger Johnson.
Hello, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you guys?
Good. You're looking very well.
Thank you. So
I think you might have something just on your face.
Just maybe around the eyes. Bit of something stuck on my face.
Listen.
I feel like I want you to walk me through your outfits because... I know this is radio, but everybody here in the studio has made such an effort, and you look incredible. So tell me about Ginger. You start. Tell me about your outfit.
Okay. Well, we were in a bit of ready, steady drag today. We had to get ready very quickly. I'm wearing my go-to. I like to think that I look like a sexy Quality Street.
Oh yeah, yes. Very much a sexy Quality Street. Yeah, I would
Which
like to unwrap you.
Which is the sexiest Quality Street?
Oh,
the purple one, I think.
Yeah. I like a green triangle.
No,
oh, triangle's not good on the way in there. So sexy Quality Street below the neck, and then above the neck, sexy witch, because everyone at Halloween has to be a sexy something.
A sexy something.
Sexy
yeah.
something, obviously, because the rest of the year is not a time to be sexy.
Yeah. I mean, you can take any word and put sexy in front of it, and you've got a Halloween costume.
Yes, totally. Sexy cockroach, totally. Sexy cucumber, you know.
Sexy douche, you know.
Sexy toilet. Sexy
and that's what Mahatma's come as today.
Sexy toilet.
I'm a sexy toilet. It's just beautiful. I love it.
You look stunning.
Thank you.
You make a good toilet.
No. My outfit is very much like if Hades from Hercules, the cartoon,
yes.
and a hooker had a child.
Oh, yeah, I see right. it now. It's such a look. Right. It's such a look. Yeah. There will be pictures on social media, so do go check those out because these guys have really made an effort and they look incredible. And I mean, you always look incredible. Like, let's tell... I mean, anyone listening who doesn't know what Sync the Pink is needs to check themselves. but give us a bit of a lowdown on Sync the Pink, because I've been going for years. I absolutely love it. I feel like it's a staple of the queer community.
Thank you.
But Ginger, tell me a little bit about Sync the Pink.
Sync the Pink's been going for 10 years now. We had our 10th anniversary party this year, big street party, which
was
really good fun.
It was great fun.
Fabulous, fabulous. We are a queer clubbing juggernaut, or at least that's what some people have decided. To call us. I like to think there were a lot of drag queens who can't dance particularly well but try very hard.
You do try very hard.
Yes, and we do shows in clubs, we do festivals. We just went back to the Troxy at the weekend for our Halloween show. We haven't been there for a little while. It was really nice to be back home there.
Yeah.
And we also do theatre productions, which is what we're working on at the moment.
Because you have an incredible show coming up called How to Catch a Krampus.
How to Catch a Krampus, that's right, yes. Which is a mouthful after two vodkas. Yeah.
Say it fast three times. And then you'll find Ginger Johnson in your mirror.
But it's a Halloween and Christmas kind of combination, right? It's a horror Christmas.
Yes, horror comedy. That's the idea.
Ooh. Yeah. And can you tell me some secrets about it? Or is it all very hush-hush at this stage?
I could tell you five things, and two of those five things are in the show, and the other three are not.
Oh,
how
that's
about
a
that?
Fun game.
All right.
Oh, yeah, let's
all
do
right.
that.
Okay,
yeah.
So we've got a little bit of Morris dancing.
Okay, fabulous.
Or do we?
Or do we?
Or do we? That's what the game should be called, Morris dancing or do we?
Yeah.
So we've got a bit of Morris dancing. We've got a little bit of... we've got a live cooking excerpt in
fabulous.
There as well. We've got a lot of comedy. There's a lot of comedy kicking around. We've got the fabulous Lavinia Co-op, who
amazing.
Is a 68-year-old drag legend.
Wow.
She has been and seen and done it all in heels.
Love.
And we're very lucky to have her back with us this year. She was with us last year. I might have given away one of our doos there. So Lavinia Co-op, she can be one of them. We've also got some axe throwing.
Oh, great. Yeah. We love some axe throwing.
Yes. And also we've got a full confession from Theresa May surrounding the Brexit issues.
Yes. Beautiful.
Yes.
I think it's really important. That'll really round off the show
just
nicely,
for Christmas,
won't it?
You know.
I feel like I might have figured out which ones of those are true. But
really?
I'll leave that up to the listeners to decide. If they come disappointed, it's not my fault. I'm not taking responsibility for that.
It's basically a great big variety show. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different stuff in there. There's comedy, there's music, there's magic, and a lot of horror, you know? Because the reason we kind of went down that route is not for a lot of queer people, Christmas is not a particularly happy time, why not revel around in the darker side of the time, you know?
Absolutely.
And for every kind of shiny bauble that you find at Christmas, there's a demon lurking around the corner. So we thought, as drag queens, demons ourselves, we should go and investigate that and see what kind of great big show we could put together for you all.
I can't wait. It sounds incredible. And I'm such a horror fan as well.
Oh, yeah. Are you?
I love horror. I love drag. I love everything queer. So this is
great.
This is yours, really.
Yeah, it's made for me. Happy Christmas.
You're out of the show. Callum's now in the show. All right. Cancel your radio program for the next 6 weeks. Just come and play with us instead.
You're on the show.
Sure. I'll be the new Mahatma Gandhi. Okay. I couldn't do it as well as you.
No one can. I can either. So
how did you guys get involved with Sync the Pink? Have you guys been around since the beginning, or did you join a little bit later?
Ooh. Okay. Well, I actually joined last year. It was amazing. I was asked to do Missing the Pink, which is an amazing competition that they do every year.
Yeah.
And from that, I met Glenn Famous, because obviously he's in charge of everything. And he was like, you definitely need to come and do one of the balls. And I was like, me? Really?
You were dressed as Scooby-Doo at the time.
Yeah, I was Scooby-Doo. And I didn't win. So maybe next I'll be Velma or something. I'll be a woman. And then they asked me to do it. And they kept on asking me. And I was just like, what's going on here? And then I met the amazingly talented, beautiful, gorgeous, sexy Ginger Johnson.
Who's she?
I don't know.
I never heard of her.
She's talented, but I still hear.
Should we tell them how we met each other?
Yeah.
We met each other very, 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 very late one night after a ball at the Troxy in a very strange
pub.
Was it the first one?
My first ball, yeah.
Wow,
yeah, yeah.
Moved in quick. It was a very strange party. We'd been at Sync the Pink and we went to a party afterwards. Mm-hmm. And it was people that none of us actually really knew. One person from Sync the Pink knew them. And the straight couple invited, I don't think they were quite expecting 35 drag queens.
Sure.
But they invited some of the drag queens back to their house. When we got there, their back garden. If it's you, by the way, if you listen to this program, get in touch with us, because I want to thank you for bringing Mahatma Gandhi into my life. We were in their back garden, and the back garden was completely surrounded by like 15 feet high concrete walls.
Yeah.
It was kind of terrifying.
Yeah, it was almost like you were like a rat, like stuck in like
a
little.
Yes.
But at the same time, we had the best time because we saw like dawn happening.
Yeah.
Like we actually saw it was like a dial on the walls coming down.
And then I picked my moment and I moved in on Mahatma in the corner. And I was like, by the way, you're going to be in our next Christmas show.
Oh.
And I was like,
I just decided. Yeah. I saw the face. That was this.
No. We were both fucked up our faces. So in my head, I was like, no, God. Bah, bah, bah. And then it did happen. And then I was asked again this year, which I was just like, so I was like, oh my God, thank you. Thank you so much.
And now you're being put through the ringer, aren't you?
I know.
I'm being dragged.
This year, I'm moving somewhere else.
I love that, though. I feel like it's those kind of happenstance meetings, the most special connections.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Especially nowadays with social media and stuff, it's better to meet people like face to face instead of like, oh, hello.
Yes, and especially in drag as well, because someone can look really interesting and put together and beautiful and fabulous on their Instagram, and then you meet them and they're just another boring Becky, you know?
Yeah.
So you've got to meet a drag queen in real life to really get down to that. You know, you've got to get down to your local bar and support your local queens. And Mahatma was one of my local queens, and now here she is.
And I am so, so passionate about that as well. Mm. You know, I think we have some like amazing representation out there for drag queens. You know, we have like RuPaul's Drag Race and stuff, which is great, but I'm all about local queens. I'm all about local talent, and I feel like London has such an incredible scene. You know, we used and I know
Britain in general, though.
Yeah, the UK, in general, you know, and I feel like, you know, we've lost a lot of drag bars. We lost Madame Jojo's, we've lost the Black Cap. I think Her Upstairs is closed down now
as
well.
Yes, that's right, yes.
But I still feel like East London has a wonderful kind of vibrant.
Just can't keep a cockroach down, you know? You know? There's too much glitter in East London. Drag queens just come up out of the ground, you know? That's where it is. Wherever a drag queen does a piss behind a lamppost, another drag queen starts to form from the floor in East London. That's how it works.
That's why we're all so moist.
I thought it was because you were wearing a bin bag, but I guess not.
You know that thing they say about rats? Like, in London, you're never 1 meter away from them. Same goes for drag queens.
Definitely. Definitely.
Can't move for them. We have a really fun show coming up.
We've
pulled out all the stops for Halloween.
Ooh,
just for you guys. So we are going to be reacting to our lovely listeners' sex confessions later on.
Crikey, sexy.
So if you are listening and you do have any Halloween themed sex confessions, we've already had a few sent in, which are, we've got some corkers in there, but if you are listening and you'd like to confess, you can do that by emailing callum@foobarradio.com. it's completely anonymous, so please send us your worst or your best, whichever way you like to look at it.
Please include visual aids.
Visual aids would be much appreciated. Absolutely. We're going to play a game now.
Crikey.
Before we do that, I think we're going to jump in with a little bit of somebody I'm sure you guys love. This is Scream by the incredible Sharon Needles.
Beautiful.
I'm turning this slumber party into a crime scene. Gonna wish Michael Myers happy Halloween. Here I am, I'm the first popcorn pinup. Psychotic from the neck up, I'm never gonna let up. Legend or a fairy tale. Didn't fall from heaven, I crawled up from hell. If you're dead, then you didn't get it the worst. The lucky ones will go first, but we'll all leave it on us.
Do you guys want to play a lovely little game that we like to call Porn or Not Porn?
Yes, we absolutely do.
So, as it is Halloween, we have done a Halloween theme this week.
I'm not wearing my contact lenses, mind.
Oh, it's no visuals. Right. No visuals. Oh, this is... So, in this game, we have 6 sound clips.
Right.
Some of these have been taken from porn. Ooh. And some of these haven't been taken from not porn. And as it is Halloween, we've gone with a Halloween theme.
Is that the two classifications of culture? Porn or not porn?
Not porn. You know, everything fits into one of those
and
two.
And is this
ways.
Your porn? Or...
Yeah, this is from my personal collection.
Okay.
I actually don't know the answers either. The producers are going to tell us the answers.
Okay.
So we're all in this together.
Right.
Okay, don't mean to quote High School Musical, but you know.
Don't lie.
I think we should jump right in and do this.
Okay. Yes, let's do it.
So our first sound clip is... Oh, very, 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 very spooky, very dramatic. Let's hear that one more time.
Right.
Oh.
Okay.
See, I'm liking that. It sounds if it's porn, it's like I'm feeling like a BDSM vibe,
maybe.
Like some.
Like
I don't know. I think it sounds like the plumber putting down his toolbox. Yes, that's what I mean.
Absolutely. And I feel like there's a lot of crossover between horror and porn.
Yeah.
I do.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
people's genitals are disgusting.
I mean, terrifying.
What else can you say?
let's hear it again.
Yes, let's hear it again.
I feel like if it is porn, it has to be some kind of spooky horror themed porn.
Have these been messed around with at all? Is that
no? This
is actually
100% the clip as it is.
I think it's horror.
You think it's horror?
I think it's horror.
Yeah? You think it's not porn?
It sounds like my bedroom, but it's horror. It's definitely horror then.
I think I'm in agreement. I think this has to be from some kind of...
All right, well, just to give myself the opportunity to be better than both of you.
Oh, you're going
to
disagree?
I'm going to say that it's goth porn.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
I didn't know we were pitting each other at fines. Competition.
Yes.
Game on, Ginger.
You said a game, sweetheart.
So Mahatma and I are saying this is not porn.
Right.
And Ginger is going against us and saying porn.
Correct.
Answers, please, lovely, lovely producers. And this is from porn.
Yes!
Ginger. So this is horror porn hospital ghosts. And a guy gets locked inside of an abandoned hospital and finds a sexy ghost nurse who attacks him and gives him a blowjob. Sounds like a great time. Sounds like... I want to watch that. I want to watch this porn.
I'm okay. I'm all right.
I'm being told it was truly strange.
Okay.
And yeah. All right, our next one is...
Why are you dressed so scary?
Why? That's from... I know what that's from.
Oh, my God.
That is from Mean Girls, isn't it?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Yes.
I've only seen the first 10 minutes of every film.
This...
Honestly, I get bored. I get taken away. There's always something more interesting.
Even
the fridge.
Even porn. Okay.
Mahatma, do you know what scene this is?
Oh, yeah, Mean Girls.
Yeah, but what scene from Mean Girls?
It's the Halloween party.
Yeah, when Katie walks in.
Yeah, of course.
And she's dressed like... Why are you dressed so scary? Yeah.
And she is what? What she dressed up as?
The Bride of Frankenstein?
No.
Oh.
Our next wife.
Very good. Very good. Got a Mean Girls fan in this evening. I feel like we don't need the answer, but lovely producers, could we have the answer just
to clarify? I'd love if it was Mean Girls porn. I'd love if it was Mean Girls porn.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Got it spot on. So proud of you.
Thank you.
All right, our next one is...
My only talent. Okay.
All right.
The wailing wind is the really key aspect of the sound bite.
But which hole does the wind come from?
Yours. The wind wasn't actually in the sound bite, it was you.
Just breathing heavily into the microphone. Oh.
Okay. Ginger, you go first, because you seem...
Can we hear it once more time?
Yes, you absolutely can.
I'm going to say porn.
You are?
I am.
Tell me your justification for that.
It doesn't sound interesting enough to be anything other than porn. You know, I'm not really getting the motivation of the character in there. I can't really
Where's
tell.
What's the backstory?
Yes. What is the context? You know. I'm just not there, so I'm going to say it's porn.
Can you tell she's running our show? This is what I have to work with. Okay.
What are you thinking, Mahatma?
I think it's horror. Well, wait. I think it's horror. I still think it's horror.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm leaning towards Ginger on this one. I am.
Wait, actually, no, okay. I'm going to say movie because I feel like I see a theme going on.
Okay.
So I'm just going to say porn.
So you're...
Oh, you do think it's porn now?
I think it's going to be porn.
Should we all say porn? Should we all say porn?
Yes.
Okay. Porn.
Porn.
Final answer. Not porn.
Damn
this
it.
Is from Michael Jackson's Thriller, and it's Michael breathing heavily in the woods.
Who's Michael Jackson?
I've never heard of her.
He's Nick Jackson's brother. You know Nick Jackson that does the carpentry.
Uh-huh.
I had him in to have a look at my back door.
Ginger, I love that you were saying this can't possibly be interesting enough. What can we say? All right, next one.
Please don't kill me. Please don't.
That's definitely porn.
That is definitely porn.
The sound quality is so bad that it has to be.
So
that is
porn.
Amateur porn, if it's anything.
I think we're all in agreement on this. I think we are all saying that this is absolutely categorically porn. And the answer is porn.
Yes!
This is the worst.
I've never cheered
porn
so often.
In a bad parody of the Halloween movie, a girl comes home to find roommate Jessica has been killed by Michael Myers, and she begs him not to kill her. On her knees. Beautiful.
Can we show these clips somewhere? Because I really want to
see the
visuals. I really want to be really invested now.
We could act them out on the webcam.
Yes.
No, I'm sure we can show you afterwards. I'm sure we can. All right, next one is...
He's here.
Ooh.
Ooh. Is that it?
Oh, he's
is that
here. Not? Yeah, he's here. That's it.
Who's here?
He's here.
He's here.
I feel like the phrase before that might have been "he's coming," which could be porn or a horror movie. You know,
I'm not. I think it sounds like Jamie Lee Curtis.
Do you? Oh, do you? Does she do porn?
She's dabbled. She's dabbled.
Yes, the answer is yes. I'm going to say it's not porn. It is a movie.
I think it's a movie as well.
I think so too. I think we're in agreement here. This is not porn. I hope we're right. This is not porn. It's
It is Jamie Lee Curtis.
I could hear her.
I'm so proud that you managed to identify Jamie Lee Curtis. Yeah, this is from Halloween. It's in the trailer for the new movie.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. So this is old Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Older, rather.
Sounds the same.
Let's hear her again.
I have no idea who she is.
He's here.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I hear that.
I don't get out much.
She runs the beat.
I don't have to.
All right, our final one is...
Okay.
Making sure there's no razor blades and shit in them.
Wow. Wow. I hope this isn't porn. I really hope it's not porn.
Oh my God. Razor blades and what?
I'm not sure that I should answer this one because I was actually part of this production. So,
yeah.
I was playing the razor blade. Yes.
Where were you? What were you in?
Just flashing on the floor.
Oh, okay.
Gently flashing, like a flipping kipper, you know?
You love to flash.
Especially in these shorts. Why have I worn these shorts? I don't understand. It's like minus two outside.
I'm getting quite a view across the studio.
That's just
really,
for you, Callum.
Really enjoying it.
I'm not, and I'm okay.
What are we saying, guys? Why would razor blades? I'm thinking the whole Halloween candy thing. Do you remember, like, people were putting razor blades in Halloween candy and giving it out?
Oh, right.
There's some sick people out there.
What? And it was, did that happen in a film or was that happening in real life?
No, real life. People were putting razor blades in Halloween candy.
Is that what you've been doing, Callum?
No, I've got a lot of time on my hands.
You need a hobby, sweetheart. Have you tried crochet? Cross-stitch?
Cross-stitch.
I visit Stately Homes. I do. Visit Stately Homes, steal
just have
the cutlery.
A rummage around.
Not the fancy cutlery, I steal the cutlery from the cafe in the Stately Home. I just really like those plastic forks.
Yeah.
I like to think of them going up the nose of a sea turtle, you know?
Stop it.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Welcome to Sink the Pig.
My work here is done.
Okay, so what are we going to say? We're going to say...
I've forgotten what the clip
think,
even was.
Yeah, let's hear it
let's
again.
Hear it again.
Making sure there's no razor blades and shit in them.
I can't... How can it be porn? I just really hope that it's not porn.
I don't know. Do you know how much porn there is
there's
out there?
There's a lot of porn.
There's a lot of porn out there.
There is a lot of porn.
Let's just watch porn.
Shall we?
Let's discuss porn.
Sorry, listeners, it's over now.
Fuck the radio show.
Bye, everyone.
We've been taken away on a wave of porn.
We love porn so much.
I think it is porn.
Yeah? I feel like it probably is too, because it's too weird to not be porn. You know?
That's strange logic, but I'll go with you.
I'm going to say it's a movie.
Okay, so I'm going with Ginger. I'm saying porn, and Mahatma's saying not porn. Mm-hmm. All right. Answers... Please.
It is from porn.
When Halloween night becomes really hot, a girlfriend is preparing for trick-or-treaters and has a guest over. She finds her boyfriend has eaten all the candy, so they think of another way to satisfy their guest.
When Halloween night becomes really hot, is there an undertone of global warming in this show?
Yeah.
It's too warm in October. We need to look after the planet. People need to stop driving cars and having babies. Yeah. Or Halloween is just going to be like the summer
it's
from
gonna,
now on.
Yeah. You've got to have ethical porn. You've got to get a message
horror,
out there.
I don't know what is.
Global warming is scary. It's scary.
Thank you for that, Miss America.
I don't think there are any winners to this game.
I think I won, actually. Okay, I started it as a competition. It was just a little piss around before. If anybody's winning, it's me, all right? Where's my medal? I want a badge or something, at least.
You can have another drink. That's your lot.
That's a real badge.
All right, I think it's time for a little bit more music. So this is Spell on You by the incredible Chester Lockhart, and he has just released this cover as well. So Oh, do you like Chester? Are you pulling a face like you might like Chester?
Chester? I don't know if it's the Chester. No, he can't be. He can't be. It's not the Chester that I'm thinking of.
No?
I thought it was... never mind.
Fine. Okay.
That's a story for Twitter, I think.
It's a story for another time. All right. This is Spell On You by Chester Lockhart.
Put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You better stop the things you do.
Thank you to you guys, because you've taken time out of your valuable rehearsal time to come and join us this
evening. Yes, we have, and I'll not let you forget it, Callum.
You're going to hold it against me forever. So when does the show start next month?
Next week.
Next week? No.
No, not next week. The week after. It starts on the 13th. We've got previews for a couple of days, mm-hmm. and then we run all the way until the Saturday before Christmas.
Amazing.
Yes.
So, and if people want to come along, where can they get tickets?
They can get it on the Pleasance website. They can look at the Sink the Pink website. Mm-hmm. Just search How to Catch a Krampus in Google or on Facebook, and you will find us. We're
amazing.
Like shit on a shoe. We're everywhere.
And if you are listening and you've never been to anything Sink the Pink, then I would absolutely recommend going along to this. And I was going to say dipping your toe, but it's a bit more than that, isn't it? It's throwing yourself in head first.
We're going to expect you to go at least to the elbow. I'm not going to lie.
Not shoulder deep?
No, that's a bit much.
An old woman.
Calm down, Callum.
Last time I went to Sink the Pink, I had to go shoulder deep. Wow. It was mandatory.
That's the new gender neutral toilets we've got.
Well, speaking of going shoulder deep, we've got another game here. And I've got a lovely running order put together by my producers in front of me. And it just says, put your hand in the pussy.
Right.
I've been handed a lovely little cauldron, which is shaped like a cat.
It's also still got the price tag on. You plan on taking that back, Callum? I'm going to go and tell your local Sainsbury's.
Don't tell on me. Don't tell on me. Don't expose
me. It's a real cat, everyone.
If you want to bring capitalism down one Halloween item at a time, I am on your side, sweetheart. Don't you worry about it.
So I think we're going to take it in turns to reach inside the pussy and pull out whatever's inside. And I think it's like a truth or dare situation.
Ooh.
But let's just go with it and see what happens.
Right, okay.
So I'm putting my hand in the pussy. Sound effects, please, Mahatma.
She's not happy.
And Mahatma, this one's going to be one for you.
Oh, okay.
So it says here, name one costume idea that you would love to do that your bank account just won't allow.
Oh.
I actually have one, and I've been trying to do it every Halloween, but I can't.
Okay.
Because I just don't have the money. So sure, it's a sure, perfect
sure.
question.
It's a perfect question.
Thank you so much, Callum. Thanks for having
this
me.
This is your moment.
Merry Christmas. If I wanted to do, see now, if I tell people, just gonna do it, and then just gonna fuck me over. Like I want it to be mine.
Well, but you've made a good job of doing it so far, haven't you, sweetheart? So maybe you should just open
maybe.
Up the field.
Can
all right.
Can someone help me out there? No, I wanted to do a mummy, but in denim instead of so it's instead of bandages,
ooh.
It's denim. Yeah. So I think
that's so sexy. No, stop gagging.
Oh my
stop
lord.
Stop gagging.
We're from different worlds.
Yeah. Yes, we are. I'm from Biker.
But yeah, so love I wanted it. To do like a really like cool denim whore.
Nice.
Mummy.
I like it.
Right.
Mahatma, would you like to reach into the pussy?
Not really, no, but I
go,
will.
Go on, in
I
you
will.
Go. In
I
you
will.
Go.
Do I need to cat noise again?
Yeah, go for it.
Meow.
Oh, sexy.
Oh, okay.
Sexy, sexy.
Okay. Shall I give this one to Ginge?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Sing the chorus of a song you've had sex to.
Oh.
I can't even think of mine. I don't know.
I do prefer silence.
Just
really?
Dead silence.
Yeah, maybe a Tibetan gong in the background every now and then. You
a
know?
Wind chime.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or I do also enjoy the sound of someone just tapping their nails on a smartphone. You know, that's a really, really pleasant experience. a song. No, but I can tell you a terrible song that I've had sex to that
okay.
went really, really badly. Phone on shuffle. Immediately coming through the speakers after whatever it had been beforehand was the overture to Sweeney Todd.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Which is like like somebody dying at an organ.
Keep you in rhythm though.
That was an unforgettable night.
That'd be a fast rhythm to keep up with.
It's Ginger Johnson, that's all you get with her fast rhythm.
Ginger, would you like to reach into my pussy?
Absolutely I would. Let's have a look here. Right.
Meow.
Who wrote these out? Did your producer go to school?
Yeah.
Callum.
Yes.
Snog, marry, avoid.
Yes.
Edward Scissorhands.
Ooh.
Morticia Adams.
Ooh.
Freddy Krueger.
Well, I'm gonna avoid Morticia because she's female and I'm a homosexual.
Right.
What?
I know, shocker. Shocker of the evening.
I'm leaving.
Who was the first one again?
Edward Scissorhands.
Ooh. See, I feel like sex with Edward, I'm into a bit of BDSM, so I feel like sex with Edward would be phenomenal. Like, you come out with a lot of cuts and bruises.
Yeah, there is BDSM and then there's bleeding out on the bedroom floor, isn't there? Two slightly different things.
I'm gonna have... Oh, no, Freddy's got knives as well, so there's BDSM.
Yes, I know. I thought you'd made a bad decision straight off there, sweetheart. Wouldn't you rather be in a sexless marriage with a murderer and put up with Morticia for the night? No?
That's a very good point. No, I'm gonna marry Edward because he's a sweet boy. He's got scissors for hands, but he's a delicate boy.
Right.
I'm gonna have a wild night with Freddy. He can claw my back. I'm very much into that.
Wow.
And Morticia, not for me, hon.
Oh,
not
sorry.
For me.
Really?
Sorry, not Morticia Adams.
I would have gone all the way the opposite way. Morticia Adams is like the icon for me. And
Angelica Houston, Morticia Adams, can we not forget?
Yes. Yes.
Hellier.
I'm now kind of realizing that she's the only one I really know about because she's the only one that's in a PG movie.
Yeah.
And my Blockbusters card is actually from 1985, so I can only get anything that's a PG or under.
Sure.
So at the minute, I've been switching between Dumbo and the original Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles, but there is quite a scary fight scene in that 20 minutes in, just to warn the listeners, you know. So, yeah.
Sure. Right, I'm going in the pussy again.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Meow.
Ginger, this one's going to be for you.
Yes, hello.
Shag, shoot, marry.
The stakes are higher.
We've got Pennywise, the scary clown from It.
Right, okay.
Jigsaw from the Saw movies.
Who's that? Is that a little puppet with a funny
face?
No,
he's the old man who like makes everything happen.
He sounds hot.
He's got a sexy voice. He's got a sexy voice.
Does,
I'll give you that.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And Donald Trump.
Oh.
Well.
Ooh.
Well.
Well. Well, indeed.
And what are the options? Shoot.
Shag. Shoot. Marry.
Right. Okay. Who was the first one again? This is hard. I don't really know who these
Pennywise.
People are.
Pennywise.
Pennywise. I'll definitely have sex with Pennywise.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good time.
Yes.
The
yes.
new Pennywise?
new Pennywise. He's kind of hot. He's kind
of
hot.
I really love that his head's almost the shape of an eggplant.
Yes,
you know?
It's very, very that.
I always get half a tea cake every time I see that image. So I'll have sex with Pennywise the clown. And although there would be a part of me, I would have full sex with Donald Trump if I could tell the world and use it to ruin him. I would take that hit for humanity if
Thank
I could
you.
Go in there. Also, I'm fucked with Donald Trump. I'm really annoyed. All right, because when I'm not dressed as an 8-foot-tall ginger transvestite, I am actually a boy. Sorry to surprise you there. and my name is Donald. Right. That's
my actual name. Yeah, that's
thank
nice
you.
Name.
Well, so
well,
did the rest of the
it
world.
For you.
Well, exactly, because it used to be when people met you, they would go, "Oh, your name's Donald. You like that adorable cartoon duck off the television?" And now it's like, "Oh, your name's Donald. You're the biggest fascist in the world." Lovely. Yeah, great. So I'm changing my mind. I'll have sex with him.
Ruin him.
Yes, just to ruin him.
Yeah.
Both ways. And then I'll marry Pennywise and we can go and run away to the circus together. And then I'll shoot this scary creep that's just come up on the screen.
Perfect.
Sexy.
All right, Mahatma, in the pussy.
Ooh, in the pussy. I go.
Go deep. Don't be shy. Come on now.
Okay. That was right in there. Okay, is this to you, maybe?
You can choose who
okay,
you want
I'm going to do you then, girl.
Okay.
Okay. Name three places where you would let a stranger kiss you. Oh, that's really lovely, isn't it? Name three places where you would let a stranger kiss you.
Pick again.
Yeah, that was shit, guys.
I can answer that. In McDonald's, okay. At the bus stop,
yes.
And after they've paid.
Oh. At your funeral. Oh, okay, okay. Oh, that's okay. Well, all right. I don't actually have one. Okay, impersonate your favorite porn star.
Oh, I like Evan Parker.
Okay,
do you know he's from Helix? Too. He's a lovely little twink. I don't know. He's just kind of he's very feminine. So I guess he's like.
I guess just make sex noises. Okay, yeah. He's hit the prostate now.
Yeah.
What are you gonna? What's the noise?
He's very high pitched.
Have
sex
you ever
noises.
Seen him and Rita Ora in the same room?
Ah,
is it Rita Ora?
It could be Rita Ora.
We should get that checked out. Can we have that? Can the producers have
yeah,
a
they
that?
Can verify
can we just
that for us.
Cross reference?
Just double check
that twink from the porn with Rita Ora. Thanks.
Can we just cross her off?
I
completely?
Just won't sleep tonight unless I know. All right,
cross her off.
Ginger in the pussy.
I'm getting in there. I might go two-handed.
You know, oh, right. Hey, carry it away
big,
now.
Big bit of paper. Big bit of paper. Right, let's have a look. Yeah. Right, this one's for you then. All right.
Thanks,
Mahatma Candy. Would you rather let spiders crawl all over you? Sexy spiders.
Sexy ones.
Sexy
yeah.
Okay. Sexy would you spiders. Let sexy spiders crawl all over you, or jump into a pool of snot?
Ooh. Sexy snot?
Sexy snot.
Yes, sexy snot. Sexy okay. It's Halloween, so everything's sexy.
Okay, sorry, of course. I'm sorry. Sexy
it's like, who's your biggest crush? It's their snot.
It's Oh,
yeah. Well, that changes everything. Is it also their spiders?
Yeah, the spiders.
A pool of their... How sick are they? A pool of their... Jesus Christ.
It's a lifetime.
Wait, so they just... the spider's just crawling on me?
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
With the snot, I'm imagining a tiny bucket of snot at the bottom of a very tall ladder.
Oh,
and you have to bounce and go straight down it.
Oh my god. Well, I mean, just for the gag, that'll be really fun to do.
Right.
So I'll do the snot. I'm going to do snot, guys.
It's in the show.
Done deal. So that's an exclusive right there.
Sorry.
All right, Ginger.
Yes.
Would you like a truth or a dare?
Oh God. I'll take a truth. Why
take
not?
A truth?
Why
okay.
not? I'm not shy.
Where is the worst place you've ended up after a night out?
When she met me.
We've already heard that story.
The worst place I've ended up after a night out. Does it have to be like immediately consecutively after the night out? Or could it be like the following day?
Sure. Let's say the following day.
I still don't have an answer. You might have to give us a second. The worst place I've ended up after night out.
Do you have an answer, Mahatma? We can throw it over to you.
I don't go out much. You know, I don't drink and I'm very shy and I don't make friends easily. So I try to stay at home.
Yeah. I got that.
I thought, yes. I'm putting on a brave face, Callum. I am, just for you. I'm putting on a brave face. I
really, really appreciate that.
I can't think of the worst place because every time it's been... Well, I'm alive, so it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Well, there was one time I was at a warehouse party, and I left, and it was like 6 o'clock in the morning, and I went down one of those like massive, you know, kind of elevator things.
Yeah.
And
hang on, stop it. Just stop right there. The international sound effect for elevator, according to you, is that's a tap, sweetheart. That's a tap or an electric car, all right?
But you know the ones that will have the gate.
No, I know, like, what you meant. Yes. Yeah, okay. I got it.
Thank you. But yeah, and I got stuck in it for like an hour. And no one could, no one could hear me because they were like all fucked upstairs on drugs. So like I was terrified. So that was quite scary.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
But then I managed to escape.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Round of applause. Round of applause.
With my elevator.
Just keep on keeping on, don't you, sweetheart? Against all the adversity that you face in your life. You just keep on keeping on. Broken lifts, that outfit. It's the world's not going in your favour, but you're pushing on through.
I love
aren't
a bin
you?
Bag.
And they love you.
Because I'm trash.
I have a dare. Ooh, are either of you brave enough to take my dare?
Well, since I did the truth, then this one should do the dare.
Fine, I'll do a dare. God, you're getting your money's worth tonight, aren't you, Callum? I'll be adding this to the invoice.
Out of here. Ginger, give us 30 seconds of your best dirty talk.
I can do
some tapping noises for you because I know you like that.
My best dirty talk. Yeah. All right.
Silence, please.
You still haven't washed the dishes. And that toilet's a mess. When was the last time you swept this floor? Is that dirty enough?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Right, okay, all right. Would you like to bleach me back step?
Right.
You can have that one for free.
Thank you.
All right,
you can
use those lines anytime you like. You do just have to let the person know that it's me and show them a photograph of me at the time. All right?
Done deal.
Thank you.
We are going to be reacting to our lovely listeners' sex confessions very, very shortly. But before that, we're going to have a little bit more music. And this is Ghostbusters by Pentatonix.
Ghosts. Yeah!
Let's dive straight in with some sex confessions. Ginger's struggling with her hat.
I just can't keep it on. Sorry.
My hat.
Ginger, would you like to read our first sex confession?
Yes, I will. It's not a full sentence, mind, but I'll do my best. The guy I like dressed up as Spider-Man and we ended up 69ing. It's our way of doing an upside down kiss.
Oh, I think that's kind of romantic, and it's in its own little unusual way. I was dressed as Spider-Man 1 year for Halloween, and I ended up having sex with Woody from Toy Story. So
right.
That's hot.
Ruining a lot of children's dreams, I find.
I heard a comedian say that spiders actually come from where, like, they technically... So Spider-Man's actually coming all over New York. So I thought that was really funny.
Oh, what? The web is...
Yeah, technically, he's a sex offender. So every time I see Spider-Man now, I'm just kind of like, he's coming all over New York City, you guys. Tell him to stop.
Jizz is not a laughing matter.
It is not.
It's very serious.
I'm not laughing, girl.
Mahatma, the next one is for you.
So my boyfriend and I had a little dark art door session, and I had to walk around with cum leaking out of me.
This person says they had to walk around with cum leaking out of them. In my book, that's a choice. I mean, if that's how you choose to live your life, you go for it, sweetheart. The rest of us squat behind a bush. All right, that's not quite how it goes.
A little dark outside session. Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
Sounds also kind of racist, but whatever.
All right, the next one is, I was getting my dick sucked at the Fright Nights and a bitch with a chainsaw saw us and was shocked. So I'm presuming that's like one of those horror mazes, right?
Right, yeah.
That's a risky place to get your dick sucked. That's a risky place for a blowjob.
Also, why? What? Like, no offense, like, get your kicks wherever, but like there? Really?
Yeah, right. Like, how did that even come to me?
It's like illegal, yeah. Technically, so.
Is it?
A lot of things are illegal.
Isn't it?
You can do whatever you like in the dark.
Oh, that's true.
That's what they say at the Eagle.
Yes.
Is that going to be the situation with your show? Do you mind people getting the rocks off in the back, or would you rather they pay attention?
No, they should do it on stage.
I tell you what, any orgasm that happens in that show is a victory for me.
Brilliant. That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to
hear. How to catch a Krampus at the Pleasant Theatre.
If the security try and throw me out, I'm going to quote you on that.
Fine. Sweetheart, come up to the stage and do it. All right? There's space in Sink the Pink for everyone.
I'll come on the stage if you want.
Come all over the stage.
It might be a slipping hazard, though. So, you know, we've got dancing to do.
All right. Ginger, would you like to do the next one?
Yes. For crack and bants, I put fake blood in my ex's douche. And when he pushed it out, he freaked. And then on the end, this person's written, LOL. Right. Well, first of all,
I think it's lots of love.
First of all, crack is whack. You can do whatever you want for bants, but crack is not okay.
Not crack.
Thanks,
yeah.
Whitney.
I think this person needs to seek a little bit of help. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure that's a great way to go, you know.
I don't, it doesn't sound sanitary.
Secretly secreting blood into somebody else's body with the aim of making them think that it's come out of them, that is some sore shit.
And that is, I am not okay with that. That's his ex. Not even like his current boyfriend. His ex. So it's like, you didn't like him.
Fake blood should also be consensual.
Yes.
Completely agree.
Say it again.
Not okay with this.
Say 4 Hail Marys and don't do it again, all right?
Mahatma, this one for you.
Okay. I met my boyfriend at a Halloween party a few years ago, and now we like to do scary, sexy role play, as that is what happened the first night we met.
Oh, it's like recalling those pleasant memories.
Well, it really depends what kind of sexy, scary roleplay you
that
do.
That was them in the other game with the razor blades.
Right.
Yeah.
This person supplied the visual aids, and there I am as a razor blade on the
That's
floor.
That's Jerry from earlier. Thank you. Thank you for writing in.
And our final one is, I had a threesome, and we were all dressed up in Disney costumes. I was Snow White, my friend was Gaston, and his girlfriend was Jasmine. The Lion King soundtrack was playing, and I came during Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Oh my gosh.
That is an affront to our Lord and Saviour Elton John. All right, wind your neck in. That is not what Elton John is for. I'm sorry. Elton John is for late night at weddings. Yes, not sexy time just as Disney. I'm sorry. He's got children. Wow. All right, he's got children.
Wow, that is. I can't. I don't have no words. I have no words.
We're just ruining a lot of childhood dreams tonight.
And
I
love that you call him Gaston.
Gaston.
Gaston Yasmin and Snow Wheaty.
Did you know that every time you buy an Elton John album now, he inserts another rhinestone into his child's scalp? Did you know that?
Oh wow.
It's beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
So it's
beautiful.
A charity event every year.
Yes. Yes. Inspirational.
Well, guys, that is bringing us right up to the end of the show. But I feel like we should talk about How to Catch a Krampus.
Yes, please.
Okay. A little bit
I've only
more.
Been waiting an hour.
So really, really sell it to me. Why should I come along to it?
How to Catch a Krampus is a night out at the theatre like you have never had. I swear to it. If you're a fan of Sink the Pink, you will see Sink the Pink in a whole new way. If you've never seen Sink the Pink before, this is the time to come and be part of the party.
Yeah.
I guarantee there's nothing going on this Christmas in London quite like what you're going to see. Mm-hmm. It's full of surprises. There's secrets in there. We're going to have to ask people to kind of keep it to themselves after they've been there because there's some really beautiful stuff in there.
Yeah.
We've been really surprised ourselves in rehearsals, and some of it is genuinely terrifying. Really, really genuinely terrifying. But it's also a great night out. There's a lovely bar at the Pleasance. Mm-hmm. Come down an hour or so early, get the drinks in. You're going to need the courage because once it starts, you're locked in.
And it's
sweetheart.
an amazing theatre. It has had so many incredible productions, and we are using all of that theatre.
Yes, we're using the theatre in a way it's never been used before.
Amazing.
You know, we're doing exactly what drag queens do best, which is taking over the joint.
Yeah. Yeah. We really are. It's going to be one of those like it's not going to be immersive to the point that you guys are going to be on stage, but you definitely feel like you're part of it.
And is it like, because Sink the Pink is usually like a party with, you know, something happening on stage, is this like a sit down and watch
this is
event?
A sit down theatre show.
Love it.
We've got an amazing cast. There's me, there's Mahatma, although that's a bit of a low light in the cast.
We've got the
wonderful Maxie Moore, one of our Sink the Pink stalwarts.
Amazing.
We've got Lavinia Co-op, and we've
icon.
Got the absolutely fabulous Mary Houston with us as well. Mm-hmm. We've also got the lovely David Cumming. He comes from Kill the Beast, who are a horror comedy troupe. He's amazing as well. We've also got a live soundscape. So this amazing lady, Alicia Jane Turner, has written us a horror movie score like you would hear in a horror movie, and she'll be playing it live every night.
Amazing.
As we go along with the show.
Yeah.
We've got a magician been working with us. There's some real mind-bending shit in there. I can't even
there's
begin
a
to
lot.
Tell.
There's going to be a lot to watch, and it's going to be incredible to see. And it's one of those things where everyone can come and watch. You can come and watch it. I mean, I won't bring your little kids to watch.
Well, it's scary.
It's going to be scary.
Yes, it's over 18s. And when we did the workshops of the show a few months ago, we were advised that we should have first aiders at the theatre every night.
Are you joking?
No, I am not joking, sweetheart.
God.
We are going in deep.
I'm literally so excited for this.
Fab.
And I love as well that it's a sit down and watch thing, because you know, like, I feel like there's so much talent within the Sink the Pink
Absolutely.
family.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of the time, although you know it's great to watch on the stage and see what's happening, there's a lot of people over at the bar getting drunk or getting a blowy in the back, and I love that people are going to sit down and watch this.
Also, these shows that we do at Christmas are an amazing way, if you are a Sink the Pink fan, if you want to share that with your family, you know, if you want to say, "Mam, this is what I do at the weekend," but you don't want to take your mam to one of our big club nights because she'd be cramping your style, you know, this is the way to do it. You
I
know,
might
it's
bring
a way
parents.
To come. Yeah, do it. Bring them in.
Yeah, yeah.
There really is something in there for everyone.
Amazing. Well, I can't wait. And remind us again, where can people get tickets?
You can get tickets on the Pleasance website. You can find them on the Sink the Pink website. You can search us on Facebook and you'll find it. We're called How to Catch a Krampus, and we are desperately waiting to terrify you.
Amazing. Well, Ginger Johnson and Mahatma Candy, you have been absolutely incredible guests. I cannot thank you.
You were all right.
enough for coming on the show.
I word.
Lovely listeners, make sure you are following these guys across social. Make sure you're following Sink the Pink, and make sure you do get a ticket for How to Catch Krampus. That is starting 13th of November and running to the 23rd of December. You guys have been great, and I'm going to play you out with a little bit of Halloween-y.
Woo!
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
I'm so shy. Yo, yo, yo. You've never had a love like me. You've never had- hit a jug like me, fuck like me. She'll never eat the butt like me. Only tricks for your ass is Halloween. You never had a love like me. You never hit a jug like me, fuck like me. She'll never eat the butt like me. Only tricks for your ass is Halloween. Trick or treat, I drink my drinks neat. Spank him if he talk a little too sweet. I like the taste of blood in my teeth. I'm a half full honey baby, no I gotta eat. And when I'm done, he better know he gotta leave. Out the back door, baby, better know he gotta creep. Find my number in his phone, then I press delete. You've never had a love like me. You've never hit a jug like me. Fuck like me. She'll never eat the butt like me. Only tricks for your ass is Halloween. You've never had a love like me. You've never hit a jug like me. Fuck like me. She'll never eat the butt like me. Only tricks for your ass is Halloween. I'm fine, sublime, like fine. Kick rocks, I flirt, no menage a trois. High alert, no, a bitch don't stop. Bloody Mary, yeah, we drip, don't drop. I'm creepy crawly, I'm not sorry. Make him kiss my ass like, thank you, darling. My pussy pleaser is a pink Bugatti. You want ash, think go like a Bucky Bali. If it's booty that you want from me, you will only get the tricks, no treats. Hands up where my eyes can see. You can catch these sands for free.